Hi, this is Allison Gingras, host of A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras, your on-air book club. A Seeking Heart features daily live discussions, weekly giveaways, and author interviews. We don't just review books, we share them, and you're invited to participate by calling in or posting your comments on social media. The best part, no reading necessary. I got you covered. Please visit A Seeking Heart show page on breadboxmedia.com for showtimes and featured books. Welcome to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. I'm back. I am going to tell you, like, I am so touched that so many people reached out and said, hey, where are you? We miss you. Where have you been? It was kind of an impromptu, really, really long weekend that I took. And I was so touched. I thought, oh, no one's going to care. No one's going to notice. We'll just play Encore shows and no one's going to notice there's no new podcast. But you know what? You've really just warmed my heart. And I just extra prayers for you. Extra prayers for all of you who said, hey, where are you? You're missing. Well, I'm back. It was one of these. This weekend, we went to Connecticut to meet up with a reunion with all the little girls that my daughter Faith was adopted with. There were 6 of the 10 there, which is pretty remarkable. We'd love to have all 10, of course, but that was probably one of the best showings we've had since the beginning of the adoption. We did 2009. We all went to China, November, and brought these little beautiful girls and 2 boys home with us. My daughter was almost 4. There were 9-month-olds. There were 15-month-olds, 8-month-olds, an 8-year-old. It's been just an amazing journey that we've all stayed pretty close and in contact. Of course, social media helps with that tremendously, but it's been really incredible that we've been able to every year get together, thanks to this one family, Jay and Mary. They're just so incredible how they bring us together every year. They host it in their state. They plan it. They get us all together, and we're so grateful. So we did that over the weekend. But just before I left on the weekend, I received a message from somebody I've been doing a writing project for. And it kind of got tabled, and I myself didn't even really think about it for a while. And just before I was leaving Friday, I got a message, hey, I'm ready to move on that. Can I have that Monday? Like, yeah, no, that's not going to happen. I have to be very honest. Here we are Thursday, and it still isn't finished. But I nearly needed Monday and Wednesday to work on it. And I'm getting closer, almost done. And then Tuesday, of course, is my normal encore day. But thanks so much again for wondering where I was, worrying. And I just, again, really touched my heart. And truly, like, I'm for real. Tomorrow when I go to adoration, you get extra prayers. If you ever need extra prayers, BTW, by the way, just go to reconciledtoyou.com. That's reconciledtoyou.com. And there's a little tab right at the front, it's the front page, but the top that says need prayer. It's all anonymous. You don't have to even say what you need prayers for. Just shoot me an email and I will absolutely bring your intentions with me to adoration. I'm always so happy to do that for you. This week, we are going to be looking at the Time Trekkers series. It is the Gospel Time Trekkers, I should say, by Sister Maria Grace Datino. I even asked her yesterday how to say it, and I warned her that I would totally psych myself out and say it incorrectly. I even have the phonetic spelling right here on my notes, Datino. This is from Pauline Books and Media. It's a series of 6 books. It's so well written. And not that I thought the Paulines would put out something horrible. Sister Maria Grace is a daughter of St. Paul. Just a sweet. She's so sweet. I hope she doesn't listen to this because I'm going to be like gushing over her and it's gonna be embarrassing the next time I see her. But she's really just one of the very first, actually, daughters of St. Paul that I met. I don't even know if she knows that or not. One of the very first that I met, and really helped me to fall even deeper in love with the vocation of the religious sisters, of seeing what a beautiful call that is from the Lord to marry him, to bring him to the world in such a unique and special way through their vow, through their promise to him. Like, it's just incredible. It's beautiful. And the Daughters of St. Paul, I'm just so blessed to have them within 45 minutes of my house. I get to visit them. I get to go to the convent and get to know them all in a very special and personal way. So I'm thrilled this week to bring you the Gospel Time Trekkers. I just noticed in my notes, I left off the word gospel. That's kind of important. Time Trekkers. This is a series for children. But you know me, I used to be a childhood provider and an educator. I was a professor at Bridgewater State University, helping other childhood providers get better at what they do, and preschool teachers. And I just find children's books fascinating and an important part of our literature. And even as an adult, we have something to learn from them. I think it's so important that we read with children. We read to children. We read with them. It's, if you don't have children, volunteer to do this. Either picture books, or I love reading chapter books with children, putting that bookmark in. Even with picture books, quite honestly, I used to put bookmarks in. I never thought getting to the end of the book was the purpose of reading with children. It's conversation. This, as you can see, I haven't changed any of my thoughts about books. Books are about conversation. Sure, they help us gather more information and they teach us something and bring us to another world, or all those beautiful, wonderful things that they do. But at the core of what I think books are for is to create conversation. It's opening up our hearts and minds to something new in the world. Like, we can't, even fiction books, even things that we look at being secular, we have to recognize that God is in all of this. God is the creator of the universe. He is in everything. He is everywhere, and he is in everything. So even when we pick up a children's fictional storybook, we're going to find God in it. And of course, these are even easier to find God in, because they bring us back to the biblical times. They teach us the gospel stories in this very unique and fun way. I gobbled up all six of them because of my writing project. Like, I've had them on my shelf. This is so sad. Like, I've had them on my shelf for a really long time and just read them all yesterday and today. I gobbled them all up. I cannot wait to share them with my daughter. I know she's been staring at them. She was with me when I received the package from Pauline Books and Media, and I opened it up and her eyes got as big as saucers. She's like, read, read. She's signing to me, read, read. When are we going to read these? And I said, oh, like, I put them aside because she was still in school. I said, let me prepare for the show and then we can read them. Well, when I come down after the show's over today, she's home for school vacation. Finally, she only gets August off. Till I tell her that we can now start reading these, she's going to be very excited. And I'm excited to share them with her. She hasn't really learned how to read yet, so we'll be signing what is in them, and then I will put them aside in a very safe, special place for her to be able to read on her own when she does master reading, which I'm pretty sure is going to happen this year. I'm optimistic. The story of my daughter, she was nearly 4 years old when we adopted her from China. She's profoundly deaf, which means she has absolutely no hearing whatsoever. And yes, we knew that. It's so strange that people ask me that question. What an odd question. Did you know she would be deaf? Like, people will get like indignant, like, did they bait and switch you? Did they think you're getting a healthy kid and then you got there and they handed you a deaf one? Like, yeah, honestly, this is what people say to me. Like, are you ridiculous? Of course. We were open to whoever the Lord had for us. And she's certainly not defective in any way, shape, or form. She is an incredible blessing. And we are blessed to have her in our life and to have been able to bring her to America where she could get language. And it's been really fun to watch over the last 7 years her develop language, first through American Sign Language in our home, We kept her home for 5 years before we sent her off to a special school for the deaf. She lives at home. She just is gone 10 hours a day, which is really hard on this mama, but I know it's the right thing for her. I know that's what we needed to do. Sometimes being a parent is so hard, isn't it? It's like you want to do what's best for your child, but then there's that selfish part of you that's like, but I don't want to let them go. It's so difficult to let them go. And that little bus shows up every morning at 6 a.m. and I wave goodbye and I think I'll see you at 4. That's such a long day. But the Lord is so faithful. He's given me lots of stuff to do to keep me busy. And she has just thrived. So she's getting better, That's not the word I'm looking for. She's getting, better at reading. That was the word I was looking for. It's been really fun to see her sign something to us, like the word, she'll sign cat. And then she'll fingerspell it. The other day, I did not understand something she was signing, and she fingerspelled. It was the word city. I don't know why I was struggling to understand it, because I know that sign, but it was just, you know, some every once in a while, the fog brain rolls in, and I'm completely confused. So it's been really exciting to see her gain knowledge, and I can't wait for her to be able to jump into this beautiful six-volume set, Gospel Time Trekkers from Sister Maria Grace Dattino. Such a beautiful last name that I am, once again, just killing. crazy stuff. Hey, speaking of crazy stuff, this isn't actually crazy. This is quite generous. The Pauline Books and Media is offering this week's giveaway is the whole kit and caboodle. You get all six books, but I'm going to do a very special way of joining this giveaway. The only way to get in on this giveaway this week is to send me a message either through Facebook or Snapchat. I'm on there now. I can't tell you my little Snapchat handle. I think it's Allison Gingras. I'll get that before we get back. I'm still trying to figure out Snapchat. Twitter, I'm at Reconcile to You. On Facebook, you can go to A Seeking Heart or Reconcile to You. You need to send me a message and ask me to be part of the giveaway in order to have a chance at this six-volume set, Gospel Time Trekkers. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Redbox Media, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app. Change the world.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. We are talking today. That was like the worst welcome back ever, Breadbox Media. Sorry about that. I just made the mistake of going on Snapchat during the break and finding out that my son in California has a flat tire. Yeah, did I mention that my son decided to take a vacation? And he was supposed to just travel to like Ohio, Chicago area. And then I started getting Snapchats from Iowa, Colorado, and then coast to coast, baby, on the Pacific Ocean. Yeah. So 12 minutes ago, he just snapped that he has a flat tire, and those would be on his brand new tires, brand new, that I'm still paying for. So if you could just throw up if you could just throw a prayer Ian's way, I would be ever so grateful. So just pray for Ian to figure out this tire thing. Like, if you're a big enough boy to head coast to coast, then you're a big enough boy to figure out how to fix a flat tire. It just bums me out because this morning in prayer, I'm going to be honest, this morning in prayer, I was just begging the Lord to let everything go smoothly. It just feels like this kid always has something go wrong. Does something happen that really throws a damper or a wet towel, however how you want to put it, on the things that happen. And he's so struggling to believe in God. And I guess that this isn't how God wants him to believe in him. It's not all the good things that I do for you and then you believe in me. It's trusting in me when the bad go on, that when the bad happen. And that's where Ian usually loses his faith, quite honestly. It's when he thinks things should be fine and perfect. He's, you know, very angry that he has to struggle with mental health issues, and just feels like if this is how God is, then I don't want any part of him. And so I'm a little disappointed myself this morning that after those prayers, it's something we all wrestle with, right? We all have to wrestle with, do we believe even though when we pray and things don't go at all without what we, I almost feel bad that I prayed. Like, I probably should have kept that to myself, right? It's like, this is, I just said right twice, so I can do that again. I gave someone a hard time for doing that. And now I'm doing that. Anyway, so please pray for Ian and Sarah on their trip. Please, dear Lord, we just ask that you watch over them, help them to fix this tire issue quickly, keep them safe now. On whatever tire replaces it. I felt so comfortable with them being in those brand new, my husband calls them sneakers. I felt so good about that. Now I'm a little worried. All right, well, it's all, he's a big boy, he's 20 years old. God loves him and is gonna take care of him. And we're gonna go back to the show. Today we're talking about Gospel Time Trekkers by Sister Maria Grace Datino. And I was telling you how to get in on the giveaway. And I said that the only way in this week for all six books in the series, Gospel Time Trekkers, thanks to Pauline Books and Media. And the only way in is to send me a message. So you have to either go on Snapchat, and it's reconciled to you, all one word, reconciled with a D, to you. Facebook is reconciled to you, or A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras. Or if you're a friend of mine on Allison, you can just send me a private message and say, I want in on the giveaway. Or you can send me a email at info@reconciledtoyou.com or at seekingheart@breadboxmedia.com. There are a million ways to reach me, and you have to figure out which one you want to use. If you want to use more than one, I will give you more than one entry into the giveaway. Now, speaking of getting more than one entry into the giveaway, friends of the show, if you go to breadboxmedia.com, click on A Seeking Heart, you can get more information on how you can become a friend of the show. And friends of the show always get extra entries. Now, I at first said you get 10 extra entries into every giveaway, but I realized that when I do something like this, that doesn't make sense. So we're going to just do a 5 extra entries into this week's giveaway. If you send me a message, I just erased the whole thing. There we go. If you send me a message on any of these, if you're a friend of the show, and then that's just offering $10 or more a month to become a premium member of the show, friend of the show, you get also a choice of a prayer squirrel or a bracelet. Yes, I know I owe 2 people those. They're on their way, I promise, this week, as soon as I get through this silly writing project. You can hang out with us the last Wednesday of every month on our Google Hangout, and some other exclusive content that will be coming down the line. So friend of the show, get in on this week's giveaway, the entire series, Gospel Time Trekkers by Sister Maria Grace, Pauline Books and Media. Good stuff. And let's see, what else did I have to tell you that I wanted to catch up? Oh, today is St. Vianney's feast day. Yesterday, we went to visit our friend Kevin Lever, who is in the North American College, the NAC in Rome, studying to be a priest in September. He will be ordained a transitional deacon. I can't believe we're already at this point. It's so incredible. We've been with him from the very beginning, the whole discernment into this process. So over 10 years of traveling with Kevin to this point, I prayed so hard to be with him in Rome in September, but unfortunately it doesn't look like it's going to happen. But God willing, May 2017, when he comes back to Boston, to be ordained a priest, we will be there. So we're going to pray today to St. John Vianney, for Kevin Lever, for all of the seminarians, and of course, for an increase in vocations to the priesthood and all those who are already priests. If you want to do the novena through Pray More Novenas, we're praying for vocations, we're praying for your special intentions, go to praymorenovenas.com. And enter to get their daily email. It's the best way to remember how to do a novena. A novena is just 9 days of prayer in a row to a special intention. And the prayers are, well, through Pray More Novenas, they're laid out for us. You just read the email and, you know, pray, offer your intentions. And I love them. I just feel like they're such a powerful way to come together and pray. They're a powerful way to pray for things, especially if you're like me, who can get a little lax in my prayer. I love my novena. So happy St. John Vianney Day. Let's see, I think that's all the catching up. So let's jump into the books, which I loved, loved, loved. I really did. Sorry, I was so busy on the break trying to figure out how my son was and what was going on with him. I forgot to take a break. I forgot to take a drink. So the first book, well, first, the back of the book tells us 3 ordinary kids, 6 extraordinary adventures, 1 incredible quest. Altogether, the 3 of us pedaled hard for a few steps, the back of the book tells us. Then, picking up speed, we sailed down the hill. By the time we reached the bottom of the hill, we were in a different time and place. But we didn't realize that yet. So these little guys, three kids, they time travel. I love that. I love time travel. It reminds me so much of the Chime Traveler series from Lisa Hendy. I do love that time traveling back in time. When my kids were little, they did a lot of reading of the Treehouse series where we read them together because we were homeschoolers. And I just finished quickly that my daughter, I kept home for 5 years because I felt like when you bring home your child, you know, from the hospital, they spend 5 years with you before they go off to school. I wanted Faithy to feel like she had a family, that she wasn't being abandoned again. But then that would make her about 8 years old when she started school. And at that time, I just felt the Lord was putting on my heart very, very intently that it was time for her to go and to be taught by these incredible teachers. So sometimes I think it's really hard for us to let go of our kids as I start to panic about mine being in California with a flat tire. But we have to. So I can't imagine my child time traveling, just pedaling their bike down a hill and just disappearing into another time and place. But I love that genre of time travel in books because it really gives us a way of entering into a time period, a story in a completely different way. You know, we're reading about history, but we can use our imaginations to put us in that history, to put us right there. So in this book, The Shepherds to the Rescue, we encounter them meeting a young shepherd boy, and he has a grandfather who we find out was one of the shepherds who actually went to the nativity, went to see Jesus when he was first born. And it's just such a great way, again, to think about that time and what it would have been like how many shepherds may have been there and what did they do with their sheep? They couldn't bring the entire flock into the manger, the cave. So what did they do with their sheep? And just learning a little bit more about shepherds and the whole, one of my favorite analogies of the Lord is this good shepherd and how we learn about, you know, that the shepherds are, like, if you know the background of a sheep and the shepherds and how the sheep learns the voice of their shepherd. And there could be 7 shepherds out in the field, but they know which one to follow. They're not confused by the din of the other shepherds calling their flock. They know specifically who's calling them. And as I read this book, again, Shepherds to the Rescue, I was reminded that the more time I spend hearing God's voice in scripture, in sacrament, in prayer, the more I'm going to know when he's calling me, how he's calling me, and not to be confused by all the other noises that happen around me. We come back from these messages. We're going to look at more of Gospel Time Trekkers, Pauline Books and Media. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. Please stay tuned.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. Go to breadboxmedia.com to get the app if you do not already have the app. If you're not listening on the app, if you're listening to the live stream, go to breadboxmedia.com and get the app. You can take us wherever you go. You can also listen to the podcast right from there. You can send us messages if you want to enter the conversation here on the show. 573-4-BREAD-4, 573-4-BREAD-4. We're talking today about this wonderful series from Sister Maria Dottino. Sister Maria Grace Dottino. She is one of the sisters of Daughters of St. Paul. There we go. I'm so sorry. Like, I don't handle stress well at all. I'm so worried about my son. It's terrible. All right, Lord, I give him to you. I surrender him to you. It's just a flat tire. He's a big boy. He'll figure it out. All right, moving on. I don't know about you. I don't know, like, if you start to, like, worry about stuff, how you do, like, getting things accomplished, staying on task. I feel like my brain completely shuts down. This is not what God has called me to be and who he's called me to be in him, to trust in him, and trust in him in all circumstances, trust in him, be grateful, praise that it was, you know, they look like they're in a place where they can get it fixed. They look like they weren't driving when it went flat. Like, just praise they weren't in the middle of the Iowa cornfields. Like, they're going to be fine. They're going to be fine. I don't know who else needs to hear that today, but I'm guessing I'm not the only one who's worried about someone that they cannot control, a circumstance they cannot change, and they need to know God sees them, God loves them, and he's got it all under control. They're in his hands, and he loves them. It's all good. It's all good, right? We're not going to worry. You and I, we're not going to worry. We're going to just pray for each other instead. If you'd like to get into this week's giveaway, a chance for the 6-series set of Gospel Time Trekkers being generously offered from Pauline Books and Media, just send me a message, either aseekingheart@breadboxmedia.com or go to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras on Facebook. Send me a message or post a message there, reconciled to you in any of the various places you can find reconciled to you, Snapchat, Twitter, Pinterest. You just can't miss me. I'm everywhere, much to your chagrin, but send me a message and ask me to put you in on this week's giveaway, the Gospel Time Trekkers series. The next book in this series, I'm trying to get through all 6 of them this morning. I was supposed to have 2 days to do it, but yesterday, just, I had to write. And then having Faithy home, I wanted to do something special with her. So I needed to make time for that as well. So the second one is Braving the Storm. How appropriate, right? How appropriate for us to be on this book as I'm learning that my son is a little stranded in California. I know I've said this a million times. I'm going to say it again. I want to put my children right back in that car seat. I want to know, and a car seat in my house, right? So I know where they are, who they're with, and what they're doing. I want that car seat in a very safe location right next to me where I can tend to their every need and not worry about where they are, who they're with, and what they're doing. Doesn't work like that. My other one is off to driver's ed class this week, and he's got a little moped scooter that he's scooting around town in, and off he went this morning with his little helmet. Beep, beep. I was like, oh, I can't take this. Really, I just want to squish you all back to little babies. That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works. In this book, Braving the Storm, Sister Maria Grace and the Gospel Time Trekkers shares about the multiplication of the loaves and the fishes. And she tells this story through a young boy that they meet named Levi. So the children in the story are Caleb, Hannah, and Noah. And they meet Levi. And Levi is, he's going to be the one who gives Jesus the loaves and the fishes that he multiplies. And there's a line in the gospel where Jesus turns to, they're telling Jesus, everybody's hungry, we need to send them away. And he says, no, you feed them. Now, if we go a little deeper into that, like just look at that for a second and think of it in an analogical way. Analogical? I'm making words. And not, it's analogy. I don't know. If we look at it from a different perspective, we can't figure out the word, just change what you're going to say. And we think about these people who come to us who are hungry for the truth, for more information about Christ. You know, our children who come to us, our friends who come to us, even the person who sits in the pew next to us every week at church, we're hungering. We haven't figured it all out. Just because we're in the building doesn't mean we have it figured out, that we know everything. We have to keep coming back because He is the unfathomable God. He is the God of the universe. If we think we're going to figure out God, well, that's our first mistake. And it's just a real good sign of our pride and our arrogance. We're not going to figure God out, not ever. Probably not even when we're with Him forever on the other side of glory. When we're looking upon Him, we're still, there's going to be mysteries of Him to unfold because He's God and we're not. So I love that this gospel reminds us, like, so Jesus, they're coming to Jesus and they're saying, these people are hungry. We should send them away to go get their own food because we don't have anything to give them. And he reminds them, you feed them. You absolutely have something to offer them. You absolutely would be amazed at what your little bit that you have, when you offer it, Jesus multiplies it. So what little you know about the faith, when you step out and share that, the grace of the Lord just falls upon you and he multiplies that. You know, the Old Testament, we see Jeremiah, and he's like, I'm too young. I'm tongue-tied. I don't have a thing to offer these people. Like, why are you sending me? I don't have anything to say. And God reminds him that he's going to speak through him. Like, you do what you can do, and I'll do the rest. That's a message that St. Faustina gets in her diary. She shares with us that she's having one of these moments where she's feeling quite pathetic. She's like, I am just a hot mess, Jesus. Like, I am a hot mess. I have nothing to offer. I can barely get out of my own way. And he says, you're right. I love this part, by the way. He says, yeah, you're right. You are a hot mess. I forget what he says to her exactly, but basically he says, you know, you're right. You are useless. You have nothing to offer, but you do have something to offer. He's like, you offer what you have and I'll do the rest. You know, you are a mess, but in your mess is your heart to love him and to know him. And even in sharing your hot messness, you have something to offer. And in being yourself, being an authentic witness to Christ, he is so enamored by that and loves you so much for doing that, that he blesses it, he graces it and multiplies it, just like he did with the loaves and the fishes. And guess what? When he multiplied it, there was stuff left over. There was fish and scraps left over to fill 12 baskets. And each one of the apostles fills those baskets. And then he has more now to offer the next time. Do you see like how that works? How beautiful is that? Like, I feel every day when I start with the words, "Welcome to a seeking heart," I think, oh my goodness, Lord, a hot mess. I got nothing. I got nothing to give. And he says, just open your mouth. Just trust in me. You prepared, you read, you know, you have something to offer, even if it's just a minuscule amount of, hey, I read this book. And that's what I love so much about books. They open conversation. They open up conversation with you and I, and they open up conversation with God. In it, we're listening, we're quiet, we're paying attention to something beside our worries, beside ourselves. And in it, he speaks to us. And here we have this little boy just coming to do his best to serve Christ. He said, I don't really have much to offer, but here's what I have to offer. I'll give you all that I have, 2 fish and 5 loaves. And the Lord does miraculous, miraculous things with it. The next book, number 3, and we don't have much time left in the series, that we see that there is that time of, well, it says, and it's another uneventful summer day when Caleb, Hannah, and Noah find themselves unexpectedly transported to a fishing village near the Sea of Galilee. Thousands of years ago, aboard their friend's boat, Caleb is eager to show off his fishing skills. But when things go terribly wrong, the siblings learn what makes us, each of us, truly important. Meanwhile, Noah spurs them on in their ultimate quest to meet Jesus. I'm going to get a little spoiler alert. Caleb's going to fall out of the boat. Is that the one who falls out? Yes. Caleb falls out of the boat. And then he's kind of struggling to get back in. And there's a place in this chapter that really just struck my heart when he's trying to get back in and he's like feeling around and he's in a panic. And then a hand reaches in and pulls him out of the water. And that's kind of how I feel sometimes when I fall into the deep and I am overwhelmed and I'm just struggling. I'm like reaching for anything, like trying to find the boat, trying to find my way out. And then Jesus just reaches in and pulls me out. And I'm safe again. I gotta remember just to let him pull me out and not fight him. Yeah, Caleb was fighting. I need to stop fighting. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart. Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. We are looking today at this delightful, I need some new adjectives. Maybe I should pull out my thesaurus. I think I say the same words every day. But it really is a delightful series from Sister Maria Grace Santino. She is a daughter of St. Paul. This book is out from Pauline Books and Media. It's the Gospel Time Trekkers. It's six series set. Easy for me to say, not so much. If you want a chance to win your own 6 series set, send me a message. The only way to enter this giveaway from Pauline Books and Media is to send me a message, either Allison@breadboxmedia.com, aseekingheart@breadboxmedia.com. You can go to reconciledtoyou.com. You can, let's see, what else could you do? You could do all kinds of stuff. Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras on Facebook, Reconcile to You on Snapchat, which I'm still trying to figure out, not sure I really love. Instagram, Reconcile to You, lots of places to find me. I'll put up a picture of the book series, I think, today on Instagram, and you can like that, give it a little big old heart, and I'll put you in for the giveaway. Lots of different ways to enter. For your chance to win Gospel Time Trekkers, all 6 in the series. Thanks again to Pauline Books and Media. This series, The Time Trekkers, it reminded me of Alice in Bible Land. This is a series my kids had when they were really little. I don't even know who put it out. And it was, you know, Alice in Wonderland kind of thought process. You know, like she travels back in time to all the different places in the Bible, the Old Testament, the New Testament. It reminds me of the Time Chime, C-H-I-M-E, Chime Travelers series. Lisa Hendy out from Servant Books, Franciscan Media. There you experience the saints. She's got 5 books out now in her series, St. Patrick, St. Kateri, to I'm not even going to try. I can say it when I'm not thinking about it. St. Francis, St. Clair, and then the 5th one that just came out has you going to the manger, Stranger in the Manger, it might even be. I know I didn't write down the title, but you meet the Holy Family in that one. Just came out. Lisa Hendy, Chime Travelers, and I have a link for that in the show notes. It reminded me of those, but again, there's room for all of these on our kids' bookshelves because this is different. This time we go back into the Bible stories, time traveling, back into the Bible stories. Again, 3 ordinary kids, 6 extraordinary adventures, and 1 incredible quest. And this one, number 4, I wanted to highlight in this, each book ends with the last chapter, where is it in the Bible? And in this one, the story of Jesus raising the daughter of Jairus from the dead is told in both the Gospel according to Mark and according to Luke. There is a short version in the Gospel according to Matthew. They mention only the father's name, Jairus. The Bible doesn't tell us the name of the girl or the mother or what Jairus did for a living. This story is interesting because it is a story within a story. Notice how the story of this miracle is interrupted to tell the story of another miracle. Here is the version of the Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered around him, and he was by the sea. Then one of the leaders of the synagogue named Jairus came, and when he saw him, fell at his feet and begged him repeatedly, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her so that she may be made well and live." So he went with them, and a large crowd followed and pressed in on him. Now, at this point, the story gets interrupted by the woman of the with the hemorrhage who touches the hem of his garment. If you ever want to listen to the most amazing song that kind of sums this up, you have to listen to Nicole C. Mullins' "One Touch." Oh, I love that song, and it's really that miraculous of just pressing through to get to Jesus and to know. Even if you don't completely know everything about him or believe everything, but there's just a part of you that knows in your gut, there's something miraculous about this man. There's something special. And just one touch, one encounter with him can change me forever, can heal whatever is ailing me. And even if that physical illness isn't healed, our encounters with Christ heals our spiritual wounds, heals us and strengthens us spiritually. And I think of every time I have an encounter with Christ, and there's one of these books, and I apologize, I can't remember exactly which one it was. I had it in all my notes. But anyway, we encounter the Eucharist in the Mass. Maybe it's the last one where we see that. Maybe it's in 2, but the Mass is such an incredible, powerful part of our Catholic faith. And it's the part that I was so willing to throw away for most of my life. I was bored. I grabbed the bulletin on my way in, and then I would read the bulletin while the readings were being done, which is Scripture, and I didn't know that, so I didn't pay attention to it. Then during the homily, I'd take out a pen and I'd make notes on the bulletin, what my to-do list was, what did I need at the grocery store, you know, what did I have to do on my schedule this week. Then I would go and receive Jesus, which at that time I didn't really even consciously think, oh, this is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of my Lord Jesus Christ, who died for me in just the most horrific way, rose again, ascended into heaven. Like, I didn't think of the creed when I was saying it. I didn't think of the words of the Our Father when I was saying it. It was just there because I wanted to check off a box in St. Peter's, you know, perfect attendance. Because if this was real, I wanted to at least have a little bit of credit for trying. But I wasn't really trying. I was just there. And when I made that conscious decision to let myself have an encounter with Christ, like the hemorrhaging woman, like Jairus, who went to Jesus for healing, it was incredible what started to happen in my life and in my heart. Did I stop being a hot mess? Clearly, if you listen every day, you know, not so much. Not so much. I'm still a hot mess, but I was a way hotter mess before. There was no hope in me. There was no joy in me. There was no answers. I just always lived in a state of confusion and depression and anxiety. And I still have anxiety. I still worry, but my anxiety doesn't last as long. And it doesn't any longer completely rule my life where I can't function. And that's huge for me. And it did take some medication. And then, you know, through some experiences, basically going to China and having my medicine left at home and realizing I had built up enough strength in my faith that I could turn to prayer. And it was actually the woman, the hemorrhaging woman, and her story that became part of my own healing. I had an encounter with Christ in the Eucharist where I was praying before the tabernacle alone. And I was in the middle of a horrible anxiety attack. And I was like, I think I need to go back on medication. I can't control this anymore. Again, I thought I had strong enough faith, but I just don't. And I looked at the tabernacle, and along the bottom of it, it looked like tassels. And it reminded me of the story that Sister Maria Grace shares again in the Mystery of the Missing Jars, Gospel Time Trekkers, where she just barely touches the hem of his garment and she is healed. And he looks at her and he says, "Your faith has made you well. Your faith has made you well." And I decided that I would make that my mantra from here on in. And this was many years ago. Whenever the anxiety would creep back up, and the deeper I go into menopause, unfortunately, the harder it is for me to handle my anxiety. That is part of the hormonal change. That's part of what happens in menopause, is that some women have a really great anxiety and panic attacks. And there's so much that can happen. And this world is scary. And it feels like it's getting scarier by the day. And even if you don't have anxiety, there's so much in this world that can give you anxiety. So I think being able to turn to our Lord and just touch the hem of his garment, come into his presence in the Mass, participate, have this encounter with him, come into adoration, go to reconciliation, come to prayer, read his words, fill our grace wells, and let him heal us. Let him bring us closer to him. Because the Mass is not boring. It is only boring when we fail to realize what is happening. And again, reading children's books, when we're teaching our children the very basic level of faith, it's amazing how our foundations get stronger. Those little things that we failed to learn, they get filled. I didn't know it was the scriptures being read in Mass, but as I was teaching religious education to my children, those holes were being filled. I was learning more and more. And I can tell you, as these children in Sister Maria Grace's books, The Gospel Time Trekkers, discovered, you cannot have an encounter with Jesus Christ and be the same person again. It's true in our own lives. We can never have an encounter with Jesus and be the same person again. It's amazing. I can't wait tomorrow to share with you Sister Maria Grace Datino. She will be here live 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Go to breadboxmedia.com, download the app, check out Friend of the Show. Make sure you send me a message, allison@breadboxmedia.com, or go to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras on Facebook. Leave me a message to enter this week's giveaway, copy of the entire series, Gospel Time Trekkers. You have been listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app. Change the world.